Park Row and Harper Audio present The Last Exiles by Ann Shin. Performed by June Angela. Prologue. A sheaf of photos slipped from a folder, fluttering over the stairs of the Rodong newspaper headquarters. Suja whirled around, her feet tap-tapping as she chased the scattering black-and-white glossies. She scooped up the photos and stuffed them back into the folder, her fingers trembling, adrenaline coursing through her body, for it was late, and she was going to miss tonight's print run. She turned to run toward the lobby, the wan winter sun winking out as it slipped behind the building. She pushed through the doors, slowing her steps just enough to tap her name badge as she passed the security officer. It was the fellow with the pockmarked face sitting by the X-ray booth with his arms crossed, hat pulled low over his eyes. He grunted and let her pass. They both knew the X-ray didn't work. Reshuffling the photos in their folder, Suja pushed through the door to the newsroom and came up short, catching her breath. The chief editor, Mr. Moon, was up at the flats, red-faced and spluttering, yelling at the editors who stood around him, desultory, penitent, cigarette smoke coiled over their heads in a cloud of discontent. The junior researchers and writers, anonymous underlings, were hunched at their desks, focused on their computer screens, all busy looking busy. Suja's father had his back against the flats, a waxed column of text stuck to his finger as he nervously eyed the clock that hung between the portraits of the dear leader and the heavenly leader. There was a blank space on the front page flats where the text had been lifted out. Someone must have made a significant mistake for that article to have been pulled last minute. The news editor, Mr. Lim, and photo editor, Mr. Ro, argued with Mr. Moon, who shouted over them, saying that the story, whatever it was, needed to go on the front page. Suja sidled over to Mr. Ro's desk and dropped her folder of photos. She glanced at her father, who raised his brows and mouthed, "What are you doing here?" She pointed to her folder of photos and crossed her arms, glancing pointedly at the unfinished flats. A series of emotions played across her father's face as he regarded his child who had fought him to take on this position as the newspaper's only intern during the school year. There was such a thing as being too clever. Leaving the editors to squabble among themselves, Mr. Kim walked over to Ro's desk and stuck the waxed column on the surface of the desk and dropped into Ro's chair. "What happened?" Suja asked.
"Late-breaking story."
"What's the story?" Suja asked, a lock of her hair falling into her eyes. She tucked it behind her ear absent-mindedly. Appa was a tactical thinker and hated last-minute changes to layout. She had been coming to his office since she was 4 years old and had spent many an afternoon hanging about the flats as he waxed the backs of photos and text blocks, positioned them on the flats and pressed them down just so. He wanted the word lengths for all articles ahead of time so he could assemble text blocks in his mind before he even started dealing with type. He taught Suja to think of photographs as moments on a page. The photo was only part of the greater whole of the newspaper, just as every journalist was an anonymous segment of the greater body of the Korean Central News Agency. So Suja's earliest understanding of photography was related to the negative space that photographs were meant to occupy. They were a small part of a greater message, filling in a gap of meaning in a story already constructed.
"Ah," her father sighed. "The cornmeal."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?